There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two on a Tuesday and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com, the only holster I carry, the only holster I run. I can run it when I'm training with a full kit. I can run it when I'm just carrying concealed. It does not matter. Complete modularity. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. In the past year, we have heard Harry Reid rail against the Koch brothers. They are the bogeymen. Never mind, there's plenty of liberal Koch brother opposites out there with lots of money, Soros, Bloomberg, all those guys, Gates. But he doesn't like the Koch brothers, and listening to him, you would think the Koch brothers are just crimson red. The Koch brothers, what they primarily do is they support candidates financially that share the same fiscal views that they have, the same that they want. The Koch brothers want certain fiscal policies. Those candidates that are pushing those fiscal policies will get their money. They support, or at least David Koch, he supports abortion rights and gay marriage, and he isn't concerned with candidates he supports who don't share some of his views. Now, they founded and they fund something called the Americans for Prosperity. And I've dealt with some of the AFP people, and they're good people, very conservative people. They are the chairman, both David and Charles, they're co-chairmen of the AFP. They claim that they're sitting out the immigration debate. and I think... And a lot of other people think that Americans for Prosperity, or David and Charles Koch, have been misleading the grassroots on amnesty. Within the Beltway, the Koch brothers fund people that support mass amnesty and open borders, not only by subsidizing Cato, but also the open borders pro-amnesty libertarian magazine Reason. So why do they refuse to be consistent with their own edicts that they set up for Americans for Prosperity, or at least make their real opinion clear to the hundreds of thousands of people that identify themselves as Tea Party members or that have donated money to the Americans for Prosperity? And that's a really good question that deserves an answer. Other questions asked is, why did hotair.com over a year ago include AFP and the Cavalry, the big money groups, donors that bolstered pro-amnesty Republicans? Why did the Americans for Prosperity make GOP immigration reform politician Marco Rubio keynote speaker at its annual conference? And you're right now asking, what does this have to do with gun rights? Right now, today, and I do this as someone from them, the only organization of any size that is decrying amnesty as a gun rights issue is Gun Owners of America. They have stood alone amongst the other groups. Their argument is that millions of previously illegal aliens with an overwhelming predisposition to support Democrats and oppose gun rights, which we've seen in the Pew Research poll, only 25% of them support gun rights, will have the numbers to sway enough elections to dominate the legislatures and ensure progressive judges are confirmed. This is looking forward. This is good foresight. Gains of past years can and will be reversed. Right now, NRA is quiet on this issue. There have been excuses from the apologists that are out there in the woodwork, arguing unconvincingly that allowing millions of new anti-gun voters into the mix is not part of the single-issue mission of the association, or that somehow the newly naturalized will discover pro-gun principles. Viola, the problem with the first premise is it's wrong. Second is based wholly on wishful thinking and never fleshed out with more than any sort, you know, with anything more than unsubstantiated opinion. And part of the NRA's reluctance may be attributable to conflicting leadership priorities and to placing Beltway influence with establishment Republicans over the sentiment expressed by Wayne LaPierre that Americans care about their Second Amendment freedoms but understand that all freedoms are connected. That's right, but it runs into another consideration. Mother Jones, which is a rag, but they uncovered some very inconvenient truths, found out that last year an organization allied with the donor network of Charles and David Koch gave between $2 million and $3 million to the NRA election effort, according to two Republican fundraisers familiar with the gun group's campaign work. The gift was seen as a smart investment beyond what the Koch-affiliated Americans for Prosperity was already doing to boost conservative turnout. Crossroads GPS, that's the Karl Rove organization, put $600,000 into the NRA. So, considering who the players are that's giving the NRA the massive amount of, you know, the Koch brothers gave the NRA more money than Gun Owners of America takes in all year. They themselves gave them that money. And it's stupid for us to sit around and wonder why the NRA is not getting in on this amnesty thing. But they should be asked nonetheless. Jay Johnson, the director of Homeland Security, has declared that if millions of illegally residing foreign nationals have, you know, he's saying they've earned the right to live here, to be here, to be citizens. All credible polling finds that these folks are going to be Democrats if their wish comes true, as compared to Republicans. And they overwhelmingly support gun control over gun rights. The Democrat Party platform includes strengthening our background check system, reinstating the assault weapons ban, and closing the gun show loophole. The only way for that to work would be to have a registration. So what it boils down to is one of the reasons that the NRA is not taking a position on amnesty is they're taking a lot of money from a lot of pro-amnesty supposed conservative people like Rove and the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers are for amnesty, folks. Sorry. As is Karl Rove. So when you sit back and you look at them, now these guys aren't, they may be members of the NRA, I don't know. But the NRA in this issue is not operating autonomously. They're taking their cues from somebody else. They don't want to bite that hand that feeds them. If you want to take some money and put into a gun rights organization, give it to GOA. Give it to GOA. Their position is the same as it was 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. It's the same. It's been the same the whole time. And they don't get swayed. And that's why they don't get any of this money. That's why they don't play this game. They look at the Second Amendment, read it, say, that's what it is, and that's the way it goes. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This part of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. I've never mentioned the knife they make. They make a G-Code knife. I don't remember what it's called, but this is a serious knife, in addition to all the other gear that they make. And all of that stuff, the Scorpion line, the DC3 line, all that stuff. They collaborate from time to time with Travis Haley on some stuff, like the Incog inside the waistband holster. And they've just changed that now to where they have now the Scorpion clip on it, one clip instead of two. But check them out, tacticalholsters.com. A trade organization for commercial drivers is seeking a federal concealed carry permit in Mike's Law, which is named for a 30-year-old trucker, Michael Boglin, who was murdered in June. The brutal killing earlier this year of this young fellow has an industry group pushing for a nationwide federal firearms business carry permit. This would establish a federal program so truckers can carry firearms for personal and load protection nationwide, regardless of state and local regulation. I got no problem with that. This whole thing about legally, I live in South Carolina. Right next door to me is Georgia. And legally, when I cross over into Georgia, what I should be doing is taking off my gun and sticking it in my console or my glove compartment. And that's just stupid. Now, I don't have to do that in North Carolina. I don't have to do that for... Once I'm in Alabama, I'm good to go. Once I'm in Mississippi, I'm good to go. But while I'm in Georgia, I cannot carry a gun because of law. This law would take a truck driver, not just me and you, but a truck driver, that is engaging in interstate commerce, a la transporting goods, and this would allow them to carry a firearm and guard the shipment. I don't know exactly what kind of firearm you would need to guard the shipment. Self-defense is one thing. I don't know if somebody needs to get into a protracted firefight, unless their life is in danger, over a load of flat-screen TVs. But this would essentially make their permit... Commercial drivers have to have something called a commercial driver's license, and it's good in all 50 states. And it would make their permit, if they have one to carry a gun, good in all 50 states, which is the way it should be anyway. But they're proposing something called the Federal Business Concealed Carry Firearms Permit Program, in which commercial drivers could apply to the Bureau of ATF for a license to carry anywhere in the country. Currently, the U.S. Department of Transportation defaults to local laws regarding possession of firearms in commercial motor vehicles, which is open to much interpretation. I can see that why they want to do it. There is a problem with this. There is a problem with this. If they were to do it, this opens the door. This opens the door for a lot of other things. Now, what happened to Mr. Boglin? They don't really know the circumstances. They really haven't pieced everything together. He was found inside a burned-out truck at the abandoned sports complex on Detroit's west side in June. They found Mr. Boglin's remains and ruled his death an apparent armed robbery. Police speculate that the driver was shot to death and set on fire to destroy evidence. Since that death, the SBTC has run a social media campaign in conjunction with the online petition in a drive to increase awareness for the proposed change. Truck drivers are especially susceptible to this because they are heavily regulated. They can only be on the road X amount of time, and then they have to take X amount of time for a break. So that means they have to pull over. And since they're all GPS tracked, they can't even fudge on the numbers. If they've got an hour left to drive, in that hour they have to find someplace safe to set down and go and be off, if you will. Take time off from driving. But, I mean, their GPS. I worked for a company one time that had a GPS transponder on it with a satellite that could track you and take a picture of your vehicle and 100 meters around your vehicle. So they knew, they could see exactly where your vehicle is. These guys have got to follow the rules or they you know, they have to keep a log of everything they do. Every stop, stopping for fuel, write it down. Taking off after getting fuel, write it down. Everything has to be logged. They have to do a walk around on the vehicle every morning, every time they take off. And all of that is because of safety regulations that the DOT imposes. So, you know, they've had truckers killed before, and that led to a drive to get safer rest areas. But a rest area doesn't always fall where it needs to be in the setup for a trucker when he's driving cross country. If he's got 15 minutes till he has to log off of the truck and shut the truck down to where the GPS lets his handlers back at his company know that he is actually complying, and the next rest area is 37 miles away, he's got to find somewhere else to go. He's got to find someplace else to set it down, if you will. This would open the door to general reciprocity, and that's one of the reasons that a lot of people don't think that this has really got a chance to go anywhere. But this should be happening anyway. Every state that allows concealed carry should be telling the other states that allows concealed carry, your permit is welcome here. That should be happening already. And the fact that the states don't do it, I understand states like New York, New Jersey, all them not doing it, but all of these, we're conservative, we're a red state that have these little rules like mine. Get off of it, please. You're making things unsafe by having all of these rules. You're complicating an otherwise very simple process. A very simple process. This rule needs to be put in effect. You know, like it or not, everything that you may go out and purchase for Christmas, everything you purchase on a daily basis, every time you go somewhere and consume something or purchase something, that was delivered by a trucker of some sort, maybe local, maybe long haul. Doesn't matter. All of these stores that people love to go to, Walmart, all these other things, they all have a shipping bay, multiple shipping bays, because they all unload multiple long haul trailers every day. Constant stream. These guys deserve a means to protect themselves. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 400-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. They are all over my house. Every gun I have has one in it. Has one for it. Maybe two in some cases. Is that one for us there, dude? I guess. Okay. We'll find out about that. I am a father. I have three children from two marriages. All three of the children that I am the father to were wanted. I wanted them. I didn't know who they were going to be, but I wanted them. So what I'm about to tell you, unless this call is for me, I have thought long and hard about because I've looked at this story since it came out. You see, there's a company out of San Francisco called Sleeper 13 Productions, and they have put out a provocative, to say the least, public service announcement encouraging children to commit a slew of crimes by stealing their parents' guns from home and turning them in at school. This was published on December 13th. It's a video. It's up on YouTube. A boy appearing to be his early teens is shown walking up the stairs of his home, wandering into his mother's bedroom. Ask him if he can call back in the next segment. Let me get this one out. Let me get this out. In the video, the boy is shown opening the drawer to his mother's dresser where a handgun is hidden. The boy takes the gun from the dresser and leaves the room. Fade to black. We come back and the boy is sitting in his school. Sitting in the classroom, he ventures up to his teacher's desk after the rest of his classmates have left. The boy produces the gun from his backpack and slams it onto his startled teacher's desk. "Can you take this away? I don't feel safe with a gun in my house," the boy says. I have a lot of problems with this little public service announcement. First of all, it's encouraging a child to usurp his parents' role as the homeowner and as the parent. Most people that have guns in their homes have them for self-protection, or maybe sport, or maybe hunting, or something. But they have legitimate legal reasons to have them. This director, Regina Senzik, is advocating that children commit a felony. But it goes a little deeper than that, Regina, because of the times we live in. If a school-aged child of mine, if I observe a school-aged child of mine, one, I have multiple guns, so if they find a gun, I probably have a gun on me. If they're sticking it in their backpack, my mindset is going to change quickly. Because I will not allow one of my weapons to be used in a school shooting. And I've heard all the stories. He was such a quiet boy, such a quiet child. I'm going to know everything about this child that may be stealing from me. And Regina, you know, there's a school of thought out there that children should have the same rights as adults. Splendid. I don't know how you're going to make that work. But here's the way it is with me. A child of mine, any one of the three that I wanted so badly, if they decide that they know better than me as a child, they steal a gun, committing multiple felonies, including the presentation of one to a teacher. Because they don't feel safe with a gun at their house. It's not their house. It's not their gun, and it's not their call. Now, children are impressionable. Yes, they are. They're very impressionable. And I'm sure that there will be some of them that see this and say, I don't feel safe with a gun in the house either. Children, if you are listening to me, you don't get to make that call. Your parents know more than you know. They've forgotten more than you know. You have a long way to go. I tell you what, one of the worst days of my life, children, was realizing the day that everything my father told me was true. The other sad fact of the matter is, there's lots of children that kill their parents. I love my children. I love them unequivocally. And I would really regret having to draw down on one of them. But if they're stealing a gun and I don't know what it's for, I don't know why they're doing it. If they're putting it in their book bag to go to school, I don't know what's going on with that either. This puts everybody in a bad position. And this, I can't say what she is, Regina Senzik. She took to Twitter to taunt those who she says are afraid to share her ad. Maybe that's because there's some parents out there that don't want to look at the possibility of their child stealing from them at your behest. Stealing a gun is a very serious thing. Most people that steal guns, they're not going to be up to any good with that gun when they take it. And children, you're advocating that children, they are putting their own necks on the line. It doesn't matter how high the cause may be. It doesn't matter how much for the greater good it is. And it certainly doesn't matter how the child feels about me having a gun. Child wants to live in a place where they will grow up in time. It's the blink of an eye. I know it takes years, but it is the blink of an eye. And in time, they'll be able to move away and they can be as anti-gun as they want to be. But they, my children, do not get to decide for me whether or not I can defend myself or own a gun or own cologne or have socks or whatever. They don't get to make that call. I'm the parent. I make the call. The name of this group is Sleeper 13 Productions. They put this out in the name of public service. They're advocating that your children get themselves in a position where they get killed. That's the way it works out. That's the way it works out. Gun in a school, somebody might die. Gun being stolen from parents, a lot of things might happen. A lot of things might happen. This is one of the most irresponsible anti-gun PSAs I've ever seen in my life. And, you know, anybody that wants to contact Sleeper 13 Productions and tell them you heard about it here, maybe she'll taunt me. Please do, Regina. Please. Feel free to come on the show anytime. I got some questions. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at Big Berkey Water Filter. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Scorpion line. I don't have near enough of it. I will be getting some more. Go check it out. You'll see why I like it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go back. Glenn is back. Yes, sir. What's up?
Hey, Bill. How many frogs does it take to make a pint of frog lube anyway? Never mind. Bill, go ahead, man. You got too much interesting going on to allow it to go, unaddressed here. Thanks for letting me back on. First of all, about the thing you were just talking about, obviously more important than the trucker thing about which I originally called. But, I mean, these people need to be sued back to Sheol from whence they came. And this is no public service announcement. This is a highly politicized lobby campaign. And they're obviously advocating illegal activities. So where's Homeland Security slot-teaming them over this foolishness?
Well, you know, the thing that... It's always about, you know, they try to implement and enforce, if they can, safe storage.
Well, it's a good heads up. Actually, the existence of this is a good heads up for gun owners to secure their guns, because guns are always something, likely to be stolen in the event of a break-in or something like that. So if they get your DVD player, okay, but if they get your gun, that's a whole other ball of wax. So it's a way that, you know, one thing, instructive thing would be to say, okay, every gun owners, secure your weapons, you know, and make sure, you know, and this, but this idea of telling children to steal a parent's gun and bring it into the teacher, who then becomes an accessory. If a few of these teachers and administrators get sued as, you know, aiding and abetting the crime of the gun theft, that, you know, the efficacy of this might diminish instantly. You know, the first thing I do is sue the district, sue the administrators, sue the teacher, and, you know, even if they can beat the rap, they won't beat the rise.
Well, I guess that could happen if they decided to secure it. See, the first thing I would see happening, we exist in a world today where a child can eat 3/4 of the Pop-Tart and it looks in a half oval with a straight edge on the outside because that's the way it's shaped.
Right.
And he gets suspended or expelled for that. So we're ruining a student's life because he brought a real gun to school.
Right.
We see PSAs all the time from the Moms Demand Action, which they use cartoons because they can't really do it with real people, where a child finds a gun in the closet, right, up high while playing hide and seek, and shoots himself inadvertently in the head.
Right, right. Well, I'm like, what about the time between the time the kid takes the gun out of the backpack and walks it to the teacher's desk? What if the teacher thinks he's going to try and shoot her and, you know, calls the policeman that's in the school and the policeman shoots the kid? You know, there are all kinds of, with all sorts of perils on this. And also, I was thinking, there used to be charges of, called alienation of affections for, it could be brought against, that's a tort that could be brought against, an unfaithful spouse's lover, you know. But the idea is that you're affecting the person's relationship, you know, with someone else. And it would be nice if there were some sort of charges like that where this lobby outfit is affecting the child's relationship with his or her parents. And as other districts, there's this constant subversion of, you know, parental authority by the schools and the teachers, and now by a lobby group communicating directly with the children through TV. So, I mean, you know, it would be nice if there's some, you know, say, hey, you're subverting my parental authority, you're affecting my relationship with my child by telling him to do things that I strictly forbid him or her to do. You know, so I don't know if anything like that exists, but it would be nice if it did.
Well, Sleeper 13 Productions is a production company. I don't know what they produce besides garbage. Maybe
right,
they've done some other stuff before that maybe had some commercial value. And this is the owner of it. The what's her name? Regina Sensic. She was the ads director. She thinks this is good stuff. She thinks this is way to go. And
but she's a politicized lobbyist. That is not a public service announcement. This is the pressing of a political agenda through private funds.
Well, I don't know what it is. If I had a child of mine, a child of mine that did this would put me in a position I really don't want to be in.
No.
If a child of mine did this, if I look at this kid, if he survives to turn it into the parents and everything, at the very least, he's going to get scared straight. I will send him somewhere to be scared straight. I'm not going to do it myself because I don't like, if I'm trying to strike fear in somebody, well, they've done something that I can't get around.
Military
school wouldn't be nearly good enough. Military school would not be. That's on the good day. On the worst day, if I'm looking at him and he or she looks at me and says, Dad, I simply am not comfortable with a gun in the house, and I don't want a gun in the house. I'm going to look at them, and I'm going to think really seriously about saying, you know what? You're 13 years old. Guess what? You're emancipated.
Yeah.
You're disowned. Good luck with this.
Yeah. This is not your house, exactly. You know, but yeah, the kids, the attitude of the children toward the parents is constantly, constantly subverted. You know, you saw the same thing in Israel with the children raised, you know, in the communal kibbutzes, the kibbutzim, you know, over there, and that's sort of the communist approach. You know, the communists think that the state should, you know, that raise the child and inculcate the values, and the child's first allegiance should always be to the state. It's a very communist agenda type of thing.
Well, at MSNBC, I mean, we have it over here too. Melissa, what's her name? Melissa Perry Harris. At MSNBC has said publicly that we need to get away from this idea that children belong to the parents. They belong to the community. And, when I read this, I was thinking about this movie I saw with Christian Bale called Equilibrium, where everybody was supposed to dose. They were supposed to take the same drug, the same dosage every day. Everybody was compliant. Nobody looked different. They all wore the same clothes and everything else. And the ones that were in charge of the parents were the children.
Right. Oh yeah. Well, this is a common, children always take over from the parents intergenerationally. Eventually parents die off and then children take over and they run the world. But that's the natural progression. Using children, you know, brainwashing children for the sake of some tyrannical oligarchy to, disempower parents. That's a very common, subversive tactic used by those who would overthrow societies and governments politically. But
sure. My children will get to my children will get to make my decisions. I'll tell you exactly the posture I'll be in there I'll be in when that is happening. I will have a strap holding my head up. I will have a ghoul bib. I will have a crane to take me, you know, lift me from the bed and take me to the bathroom, bring me back. And I'll be wearing Depends a lot. And when that time comes, when that time comes, then my children, you know, if somebody says to me, so what would you like for dinner tonight? And I just look at them and go, prerogative. then somebody else is making my decisions. Until that time comes, I'll make my own. And I, you know, I'm being told they have a Facebook page, Sleeper 13 Productions on Facebook. I'll have to go take a good look at that.
Right.
We'll see. If they're like the Moms Demand and don't like to have derogatory comments posted on their page. We'll see how that works.
Wonder what the 13 means. A lot of times it's an astrological reference to the sun plus the 12 constellations. That's the obsession with 13. Real quick on the trucker thing. The thing is, the truckers have to drive into and through a lot of no-gun zones, gun-free zones. And so whatever it is has to supersede all regional or local law in order to keep them legal. So whatever documentation they give them, it has to be uncontested by cops in Philadelphia, New York, or you name it, any major city or local, you know, areas where they're gun-free zones. So it has to supersede all that. And so that's one thing. You talked about the trucker surveillance. These tracking things with the truckers, they even have things, systems now to look, watch the trucker's eyes to see if he's blinking, blink rate and stuff like that to see if he's sleepy. But, some of that can be good because it doesn't pressure the truckers to speed. Back in the old days, the truckers had two sets of books, one for the company and one for the, government. And then, you know, the pressure was to, you know, really go fast and cut down, you know, get there fast. So, you know, the logbooks for the company reflected the actual times, and logbooks for, you know, the weigh station and the police showed the, you know, the safe and proper, you know, legal speed time.
Run out of time, Glenn. Thanks very much for the call. Stay safe. Merry Christmas to you. We'll do this again one more time. Well, anyway, we'll do it again in 22 hours. Everybody stay safe. Remember what I always say on a Tuesday. This has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.